U.S. President Donald Trump has launched a new self-deportation initiative, encouraging undocumented migrants to voluntarily leave the country with the promise of possible legal return in the future. Speaking during a televised cabinet meeting, Trump described the effort as a very big self-deport operation, saying the program would help those who exit in a nice way to later return legally. "We are going to work with them right from the beginning," he said. The announcement follows the administration's dismantling of the CBP One app earlier this year, a system created under former President Joe Biden to streamline lawful border entry appointments under temporary parole authority. In its place, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has introduced a new platform, CBP Home, to facilitate self-removal. The DHS is notifying migrants they must leave immediately and is coordinating with governments in El Salvador, Colombia, and Mexico to support returning individuals with food and shelter. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said thousands have already departed through the voluntary system. "We want to make sure that these folks have the opportunity to go home, so that they can have the chance to come back to America," she said. While promoting the self-deportation campaign, Trump reiterated the administration's crackdown on undocumented migration, describing it as a way to remove gang members and violent criminals. However, he also acknowledged the need for some migrant labor. "We have to take care of our farmers and hotels and various places," Trump said, indicating that certain sectors may see temporary worker allowances. Immigration remains a central issue in Trump's 2025 policy agenda, with sweeping measures rolled out in recent weeks, including mandatory registration of all non-citizens under the Alien Registration Act and fast-tracked deportation proceedings.